Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. An absolute privilege and pleasure to join you tonight. We've been having a very exciting week. We've got several press releases we wanted to talk to you about tonight and basically enroll your help in a grand effort whereby we're releasing some information over the media, primarily starting out in the grassroots so that you can be extremely helpful to us in having a contribution to the planet so that it'll never be the same again. I've got with me tonight a dear friend who's been heavily engaged with working with us, and many of you who've listened to the Inside Hour know him. His name is Dwayne Robbins, and Dwayne is with us as my special guest tonight so that the two of us can actually discuss very openly what we're looking at, because ultimately we want to have this be a blessing for humanity, and the grassroots should be heavily involved, and it's very exciting news. It has to do with finding the origin, literally looking at the origin of everything in the cosmos through a very interesting a piece of matter, water. Water, the creationistic fluid, is just totally amazing in its capacities. And we're here tonight to share with you that in the next week, we're going to be sending out several press releases, and tonight I'm going to direct you to a website whereby you're going to see some of the most amazing things of your life. Certainly, I'm 54 years of age, and when I saw these for the first time and understood what the message in this water was, I actually ran around for 3 days telling people I had the best day of my life. And the reason for that is very simple. It's such a beautiful presentation, these photographs of Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, who many of you know is probably the world's leading water expert in a real spiritual sense as a humanitarian versus a head, an academic automaton, that essentially here is a researcher from Japan who's made world fame, two New York Times best-selling books to date, The Message in Water, which he tells you is Love Thyself, and of course, our amazing productions based on the revelations of the original musical scale. Combining the two is what we're about to do, and we need your help. The revelations that we're coming forth with now from the Message in Water, the lava-heated steam in Hawaii. We took two samples of lava-heated steam, and we submitted them to Dr. Emoto's scrutiny under the laboratory microscope of 100 to 200 magnification after this was frozen, flash frozen. And what you will reveal tonight, what we will reveal tonight, is evidence of creation as a message in water, that how our Creator speaks to us through sound, color, light, frequencies to uplift humanity and virtually everything else in the cosmos appears to be what the message in water is in the revelations that Dr. Emoto and his magnificent photographs, with my collaboration, we are advancing. And that it is up to you to take a look at some of this. We've just posted a website, so this is kind of like a news flash. And it is to be said, you should, directions for using this and being engaged in this. Right now, we've basically discussed it in amongst ourselves on the team, on the inside team. And that's why I have Dwayne Robbins with me tonight, and we've talked to our other supporters nationwide, and that we're about to launch this amazing, informative, uplifting, and potentially renaissance-driven, that is in the sense of the spiritual renaissance. In service to that, our Creator and humanity, we're about to reveal some amazing things about the origins of life and the cosmos as given to us from water. So the website, take this down, is www.steamventin.com, steamventin.com/ breath of the earth, breath of the earth. Now that's going to be changed, but for you folks who are engaged in the Inside Hour as my brothers and sisters, as we've been meeting here over the past several months, And we're looking at the grand contributions of our brother Don at bbsradio.com, where we're speaking to you now at www.bbsradio.com. And I'm actually sitting in Hilo, Hawaii in an automobile. It's quite warm in here. I had no other way to do this broadcast but to do it from a cell phone inside a vehicle. And for me to have any ability to speak with you clearly, I've got to keep it closed in here because there's a large crowd outside. And also, so I hope you'll bear with me. In essence, go to Breath of the Earth. That's bbsradio.com is where we're broadcasting from. And if you go on the internet to www.steamventin.com, steamventin.com/breath of the earth, B-R-E-A-T-H underscore of, O-F underscore the, T-H-E underscore earth, E-A-R-T-H. I need your help. This is bigger project than I've been blessed to have so far, and I believe it's an extraordinary blessing for humanity that we come through with this information. So this is virtually an urgency call. Now, this material, I need to have you begin to spread as far and wide as you can possibly spread it. There will be subsequent press releases and subsequent communications from our teams, and that you will begin to see the joy in this and begin to understand the divinity behind a political movement that potentially has the capacity to transform everything, including essentially transcend the Babylonian system. And that is by spiritual divine direction, and that's not coming from me, it's coming from above me. I'm simply, as I have been, you know me well enough by now, most of you who've listened to me, a humble servant of our Creator. And if I told you in the past, if I don't do what I need to do, I get whacked. And I know Dwayne Robbins feels the same way about his life, and I wonder how many of you listening feel the same way about your lives. And together, we can make a difference. So when you go to that website, you're going to see some of the most amazing pictures of the origins of life as spoken through the water, which, if you remember correctly, here's a quick review over what we've talked about in the past, that water is the creative medium. The entire space now, NASA scientists have discovered, is completely, virtually saturated. And that the fact that there's physical matter precipitating out of water is a glory to our grand creator who had put together the mathematical matrix of how it all falls together. The laws of the universe basically are based on a mathematical matrix, which this weekend, most of you who have been following the Inside Hour know, we're releasing the book Walk on Water. And it is extraordinary. I don't take, again, credit for it. I give the credit to the boss and the angels who have literally blessed us beyond imagination. So the Walk on Water book has the mathematical matrix of the universe, and as you read in it, you will begin to see that water is the hydrocreationistic fluid of the universe. And that's like the Bible says, in the beginning there was the creator of the word and the water, and that the water is a medium through which the word, that is sound, that's frequencies, that's simple mathematics, that music, that is how the water literally is vibrated, resonated, to precipitate out of it physical reality. So this level of awareness or consciousness or this dimension in the multidimensional aspects of time, space, and beyond, that this whole concept of where do we come from out of this milieu, where does creation come from, what's our origin as human beings, what's the mission, what's the purpose, is there a divine law, is there divine guidance, is there a grand creator, or have we simply been taken for a ride? Have we simply, for some reason, woke up to a nightmare with a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical conducting genocide global? It's actually called omni-genocide. That's not simply genocide against human beings, it's genocide against everything. That's making money, that is, profiteering off of not only humanity's suffering, but also indulging in that same practice in every other industry, energy particularly. So that really the time in which we're living, we know, is extremely urgent. We've talked in this program before about blood and our children's blood and saving, sparing our children's blood and protecting our children's blood as a holy temple, as a sovereign spiritual temple. And that these children now are not only being hideously injected, infected, intoxicated with heavy metals, heavy metal poisoning that the Centers for Disease Control, according to Robert Kennedy Jr., has definitively, as we've been saying for many, many years now, been conducting genocide, turning their eyes, turning a blind eye to all the death and the intoxication and the manipulation of the population to become enslaved to the pharmaceuticals, enslaved to the medical deities. So ultimately, the whole dimension beyond that has to be considered. And for those of us who have faith and trust, we've never lost sight of the fact that we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil because of the divine spirit, divine blessing. The whole grand creator's right here, right now. The heaven on earth is nearer than far off in time or even next week. It's right here, right now. It's a mathematical matrix that we're advancing and showing you how it works virtually, not every aspect of it, because it will never be known, I think, by a human being unless we transform just like a butterfly from a cocoon and a caterpillar to a magnificent monarch butterfly. This is basically what we're talking about when we talk about this information in the spiritual renaissance. Now, it's amazing that this creationistic fluid, which we know has memory, that water has memory, that the memory is proven in the science of homeopathics, the frequency resonances that are kept in the tetrahedral shape, that is the pyramid power shape of the water molecule, H2O, and how it forms in clusters, the miracles of the miracle six, the Star of David, and then the nine-pointed sun symbol, the ancient sun symbol. This is in the technology we advance called the 3E. Those of you who have been listening know, you can go to www.3epower.us. That's www.3epower.us. And that you can, from there, you can begin to understand the perfect circle of sound and how that is the matrix. You know, there's the movie, The Matrix. And that movie is a very interesting movie. Hollywood is always interesting in science fiction presentation. So is the publishing world. It's a spin off of the real reality, the real truth. In reality, there is a matrix, a grand creator's perfect mathematical matrix, and it's related to music, and it's related to the music that we're advancing. In recent days, I've been heavily engaged with discussions with Jonathan Goldman, who many of you know because you purchased the Holy Harmony CD, based on the original musical scale and the complete musical scale, that is the full nine frequencies. So we're advancing music, and it's all about, and in the new book, Walk on Water, the point is to realize it's all about the resonance frequencies that are going on in water. Like homeopathics store the memory of a plant to make somebody healthy and happy later when they take 3, 6, 9 drops under the tongue, and suddenly, you know, they begin to feel differently through a vibration frequency in water. There's memory in water. And the memories that have been transmitted now with Dr. Emota, and he's blessed the world. I have so much respect for Dr. Masaru Emoto, I can't even tell you. It's awesome. The man is a pure humanitarian, sweetest genius I've ever met. And that he's blessed the world with these photographs that show, I gave him two samples, lava-heated steam from the Big Island of Hawaii, and I gave him a sample of a combination of that steam, we call it the breath of the earth, and the rainwater, the natural most pure rainwater, it's almost proven on the planet, is right here on the Big Island of Hawaii, in the South Puna area where we don't get the VOG. We get the air that the litmus measure for atmospheric purity in North America is taken 8 miles from where it rains on the land that we gave, that we took that rainwater, mixed it with the breath of the earth, and that was the second sample. When you go to that website, you're going to see the results of flash freezing this sacred fluid and then putting it under a microscope at 100 to 200 magnification in a cold room that's so cold that the crystals stay cold like they are. Dr. Yamamoto's two New York Times bestsellers were based on that pioneering technology that he advanced so that we could read the messages from water. Everything is communicating. What makes us think that water structures that resonate based on the sacred geometry of our Creator's divine physical manifestations? Everything in physical matter is based on sacred geometry of the spoken word, the sound, the frequencies emanating from the heavenly throne down through the matrix. The matrix is part of the creation. And that the matrix, nobody, of course, knows where that matrix came from. That's beyond our reason. The bottom line is that the creation of the physical form, matter, the origin of the cosmos, is what these messages from water are relaying. That's incredible. It's unprecedented. It is beyond national headlines. It's international delight. And that you here on this program tonight, you are my friend, my family, you've stuck with us for a long time. I'm asking you, I'm actually telling you from our Creator that the participation in the spiritual transformation that's in your heart, that's virtually in everyone's hearts, and yet so many have been closed by the propaganda. It's time to wake up. And we who are in the choir, you who are among our family, know we've been preaching to the choir for a long time, and the choir has been a relatively non-vocal majority. Most people know something's going down, and most people, the average cabbie in New York City or a janitor in Los Angeles or not Las Vegas, know that what's taking place is beyond love, beyond care, beyond empathy, beyond compassion. That means it's beyond being human. There's something alien about what is going on this planet. And the book of Revelation talks about it well in the end times. What happens? A new song is to be sung, Revelation 14:1. The music for that song we revealed in 1999, the original musical scale. We've now come in an understanding through the publication coming out this weekend, first in Toronto. For those of you who have any friends and family in the Northeast, tell them to get to Toronto this coming weekend, where I'm going to be presenting for the first time a Walk on Water presentation. And then for those in the West Coast, Portland is coming up. Read the website, www.healingcelebrations.com. That's healingcelebrations.com. And you can get the details on the Southern Oregon University event that's coming up on April the 6th. So the reality is that we've been blessed with revelation, and that we now need to do something with that revelation so that it is not wasted. Our Creator knew you before you were born, and He's going to know you and I long after we die. And this revelation is perfectly timed, that the Creator's never left. Heaven's never left. The Messiah's never left. In fact, we're now advancing the first of a thesis to talk about and share how the final three mysterious tones of the perfect circle of sound represent the Trinity. That is their numbers. They are the creators. Everything in this physical plane comes out of the fourth dimension, the spiritual realm, the multidimensional space and higher dimensions beyond fourth. And the physical is manifesting out of spiritual. Again, read the Bible. It is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. And that ultimately the spiritual warfare is played in a spiritual dimension, spiritual matrices. There is a spiritual matrix through which the Holy Spirit comes and the divine callings come, and that the center of your heart vibrates to and entrains to when you're healing. The essence of healing is entraining to that miracle magic from the Creator's heavenly throne and voice. master composer, singing love songs, virtually not uplifting just you and I, but every other species, every other thing in this incredible universe. That's the message in the water that's posted on www.steamventin.com/forward, breath of the earth. Those words are divided by underscores. Breath of the earth. That's steamventin.com/forward, breath of the earth. The Steam Vent Inn, by the way, is a great blessing. Incredible, incredible place. Dwayne's been there. I'm going to bring Dwayne on in a couple of minutes.
It's terrific.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. And it's a wonderful place. And that this place, when you read the article that we have posted in that website I just gave you, Steve Van Inn is the host of this great news. It is a organization that directs the Steve Van Inn, ultimately, is, in my heart, my soul, I'm telling you, is one of the premier organizations on the planet to make a big difference in the paradigm shift and issuing in, bringing in, along with a concert for the 144,000 that the Christian community is aware of and praying for, that there is a incredible opportunity with the revelations and the awarenesses that were forthcoming with this coming week, that with your participation, this information will create a transformation in this entire planet, and ultimately we will have what we've been longing for. That is a world in which faith and trust in the Creator is the norm, and that ultimately everything falls into line, into place, because the steps of the righteous are ordered. Think about it. It relates to the revelation. The steps of the righteous, that's right standing, are ordered by the Creator. When you give faith and trust over the Creator, the contract, the covenant, say, the boss is going to call the shots. And if you simply serve under that understanding, that law, that mathematical matrix that we're advancing, that is the law, because the word is frequencies, and that is math, and that's the matrix. If you understand that's the creative technology, the Creator's technology, and that's what we're now feeling in our hearts that we're moving forward with in our service. And that's the calling that so many of you and I who have wanted to make a big difference and been appalled at the genocide and been nauseated by all the deaths of the people, friends, and family who the pharmaceutical industrialists have killed or maimed. And now the entire planet is engaged in literally World War III, war on terrorism, whereby there's got to be some semblance of peace and sanity on this planet, and that the movement is in our hearts, and it is in the revelations similar to what we're advancing, or what we're advancing in Walk on Water, as well as the material that we're posting tonight on the internet at steamventin.com/breath of the earth. Dwayne, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here, and I'm looking at that first photograph in the series, Breath of the Earth, and it's just amazing to look at that heart shape when we've been talking so much about the 528 frequency and love being the main standing signal in the universe. It's just amazing to see that heart shape there in the water.
It is absolutely amazing. And also, if you visited the place on the Big Island, not far from where the lava is currently flowing, there is a big heart in the side of the hill where this water. Now, again, folks, we took lava-heated steam. We collected two samples of lava-heated steam and gave them to Dr. Emoto. And, Dwayne, maybe you could share what you're seeing and what you're feeling. What does this information reveal to you?
Well, another picture that I really was touched by is the one that looks like this beautiful snowflake crystal that has almost like a fetus growing inside of it with an umbilical cord. And it reminds me of Galatians in the Bible 3:19, where Paul says, my children for whom I again travail until the Messiah should be formed in you. And I think that's kind of a message there that, water is critical, to our existence. But here we can see in the water that message that something needs to be forming in us. And, is it going to be something good that's formed in us? Are we going to be Messiah-like? Are we going to reflect in our water the love of the Messiah, as we see in that heart shape and so on? So, I was really impressed by, the significance of the messages that are spelled out here inside these crystals.
I am too, brother. You know what also came to my mind when I looked at the heart? Home is where the heart is.
Yep.
The home is with our Father, with our great Father, with the Trinity, literally. And that is where we come from. Now here we are steeped in Babylonian madness, where we're poisoning in our whole sustenance and our children and our future. And we sit by idly as this takes place. Meanwhile, though, the resolution is in these revelations in the power and the glory of the spiritual renaissance by way of the Creator's hand and spoken word. Basically, we are moving in that direction so clearly. And this, for me, in 54 years of my life, as I said, it's the happiest day, but it's also the most amazing heartfelt joy to know that our Creator's resolution of this madness is at hand.
Amen. That's terrific.
It's
definitely exciting times we live in, and so many things that are happening and going on now, and to realize we all have a purpose, and are we hearing the calling that's there, and are we going to be part of the solution, or are we going to ignore what's going on and really end up being part of the problem, if you're not with us, you're against us kind of a situation. And that's really kind of what it boils down to, is there's so many people that are not really waking up. I know a lot of people are hearing that call, and I think it's really time for them to now, take some action in regards to what they're hearing.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. It's a calling that I think we are, in this matter, announcing. There's some information that I'm trying to think of that we have on the internet that relates to exactly what you said. And it's at that same website, steamventin.com. Anyway, go ahead. What else do you make of these others? You've got an incredible picture of a uterus, a virtual uterus, with a egg implanted in the side of the wall, virtually. If you were to look at these, and I don't know what background you have, Dwayne, in medical histology or anatomy, but what do you see what I'm seeing in those photographs?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the pictures, and of course you give some information as far as, directions that, help the understanding and looking at it, but it's pretty clear that, what you're seeing is what's depicted there. And, definitely, I don't know how many pictures he sent you, but certainly
not too many.
There's a definitely a story in just these few pictures here. It's pretty amazing that what's there.
And I think there's about 10, I think maybe 10, 12 at most, photographs in all from both samples.
Right.
So the sample itself, that's what was so telling to me. Okay, it could be a coincidence if there's one thing that relates to what we're really longing for in our hearts. And by the way, that message I just recalled is on that website, and it speaks to the Illuminati. It speaks to the military industrialists. It speaks to the puppet politicians. It says, lay down your weapons of mass deception and destruction and open your hearts to be refreshed and renewed in this way, just like we are. And essentially that's the message that needs to be delivered, not by simply me or you, Dwayne, or even those you folks listening tonight, but my assignment and by divine direction, I have been directed to tell you that you are to get six people each, and share this information and get it out there. Now, you certainly can share more than that if you like, but the need for you to participate in supporting us, and Dwayne, you know me, I don't ask too often for favors.
Right.
So I'm asking you for a favor for the planet in service to our Creator and humanity, to get six other people to witness the revelations of these photographs and discuss it. Discuss the aspects of the opening of the heart. Discuss the aspects of the spiritual renaissance. Discuss the aspects of the insane Babylonian society, the culture in which we think we're living when we're actually enslaved and dying, versus where the freedom is. The freedom is in the spiritual renaissance. It's in heaven. It's in allowing the Holy Spirit flow through that matrix and filling your entire holy spiritual temple so that you can lay your hands on people and sing to people, and those frequency vibrations of the spiritual essence, your blessing, your source, comes through your clear, clean temple and blesses these people so much that they immediately heal. How did I say? By entraining to the core creative frequencies of the universe pouring through you. It's that time.
That's terrific. Yeah, and I think each of those six people or more that we're able to pass this information on, we should encourage them to likewise pass it on to everyone that they're in their group of influence as well, so that this really gets out there. I mean, you know, these kinds of messages are things that can touch people and move them to take action. And you know, there's so much available. And you know, when I look at these pictures, you know, amazing pictures of this water, and I remember seeing some of the pictures of the sludge-like water that's not the nice crystalline structure of the of normal tap water and so on, and some of the water that people are actually drinking. It just reminds me of how, you know, so much from society is coming in and polluting our bodies and making, you know, the water in our bodies to be like that sludge that's pictured in the normal tap water. And we really need to have this crystallized structure in our bodies to have the health and be in tune with our Creator. And, you know, the whole drug industry and everything they're doing to pollute our bodies with their chemicals and drugs and witchcraft, really, in an attempt to control us. Their unlimited desire to get power and to control people, you know, it just really needs to be stopped. And we need to get free of those influences. You know, I think this is another tool for people to open up their minds and realize, you know, the importance of purifying themselves in every area possible, to then stand against these forces that are coming against all mankind to control us and to walk over us virtually. And we need to stand up against that. I recently saw this new movie out. It's called Freedom to Fascism. It's heavily endorsed by an organization called We the People, who's actually suing the U.S. government to see if our Constitution is still valid and our constitutional rights are still valid, or if we're actually already living in a police state. So it'll be interesting to see the outcome of that suit.
Yeah, I was thrilled to see that, and that's very much like what I've been through, too, with the legal education I've been getting. And you know, for those who don't, that about 8 months ago, for about 3 months, on behalf of a small ministry, I was suing the United States federal government for the right to refrain for religious spiritual exemption reasons from the tuberculosis skin test that is toxic, is risky, violates the standards of public health, of being set nationally. There's a precedent setting here in Hawaii where native genocide is very well known, and that the reality is it's coming to you everywhere. It's about the DNA. It's having access. The issue is having access to your holy temple, having access to your children's bodies, and being able to take from that body the blood, your blood, because there's a lot about that DNA that they're not telling you. One of which is it's the antenna to the Creator. And as you're going to read in the book Walk on Water that's coming out this weekend, you will find extraordinary things that, in fact, every single cell, folks, has a genius in it, has DNA, has a sacred spiral, has an antenna to the Creator. And so the real way to heal is to give thanks and praise and joy for the way you were put together. instead of violating your holy temple with vile things like Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, the McDonald's, the fast foods, all of the garbage that's out there, taco smell. Oh, gee whiz, I can't believe you guys still eat that stuff. Dwayne doesn't, I know. Go ahead, Dwayne.
That's right. I mean, after if anybody hasn't seen that movie, Super Size Me, they really need to take a look at that, because that maybe helped wake some people up. It was interesting to see the doctor change his attitude. At first he said, oh, that food won't hurt you at all. And later he's saying, you got to quit eating that food because it's going to kill you. You know, and that was just within a 30-day period that the guy was ready to die just off of a McDonald's diet. So,
yeah. So, folks, we have a lot of magnificent news. We have a grand future. We have 1,000 years of world peace that we need to absolutely secure for our children and our children's children. And guess who the boss is calling that plan out? So the bottom line is, we need your help. And after the show tonight, I'd like to have you go to the website we're talking about to look at the photographs. In fact, those of you who may be listening to this broadcast can simply go now to www.steamventin.com/breath of the earth. Separated, those words are by underscores. Dwayne, what else have you got on your heart, brother?
Well, I think, let's see, I think that covers it pretty well for me. I mean, it's interesting how these things are tying together. For instance, just the water and the oxygen and thinking about the life wave patches and their connection with water and how they are sending information to the cells of your body through the DNA that's going to affect the water. And just interesting to think how those would affect these clusters of water that are in our bodies as well.
Absolutely, yes. You know, this weekend in Toronto, I'm going to be engaged with Dr. Steve Haltewanger, who's the Director for Science and Research for the LifeWave Technologies Corporation. And that is a network marketing organization that, if you do not know about it, it works with water. There's a nanotechnologically advanced method to impregnate in water resonating frequency antenna, such as using amino acids that have molecular structures that resonate. Every single crystal resonates. That's what radio receivers are all about. So molecules, it should be no surprise, which are crystals, they resonate also. And the new technology, nanotechnology, is capable of impregnating amino acids or sugars placed in water with radio frequency, like communication systems, so that they turn on when you put them on your body and communicate, transmit when they heat up a little bit and they're sitting on your body, and they're then communicating with the other similar molecules in your body to basically say, hey, it's time to do this or do that. So that, think about it, folks. You can use that for every single ailment. You could use that for every single, in fact, since we are holistic beings, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, those aspects, like we see with Bach flower remedies, they're prescribed for various behavioral patterning to change who you are into a more loving, capable, worthy person. Those are what Bach flowers are about. Study them up. Study about them if you're not familiar with Bach flowers. They're wonderful. The essence of our creator and healing is in those flowers. Likewise, essential oils, how do they work? They operate the same thing. The frequency vibration of the oil itself is what resonates and tunes us to the creator's natural frequencies. And that likewise, with the now understanding of how water is capable of doing the same thing, and now we begin to realize we don't even need to take these magic pills to cure every ill. That this whole insanity in which we're now being indoctrinated into believing by watching television, we believe after a few commercials that popping magic pills to cure every ill is the norm, and that it's even more normal to have all these side effects from whatever pill you're popping, and that that's the way you should be living your life, with 5 or 6 or 7 or more pills. And here is a government and allegedly a pharmaceutical industry and media telling you just say no to drugs.
That's so strange that the government says they're pushing Say No to Drugs at the same time they're passing laws to make sure everybody has their drugs paid for so nobody will have to go without their drugs that they need, you know.
Right, and all the vaccines, when the fact is that, you know, get Horowitz on vaccines if you haven't already heard the recording that I made years ago that is our number one seller, life, not only number one seller, best seller, but lifesaver, which is awesome. And what a blessing that is. You know, I often think, you know, if Yah, you know, forbid I were to perish, and I know a lot of people are praying for us, and I've got some wonderful angels protecting us, and our business is not done yet, our work is not done yet. We haven't achieved the thousand years of world peace that is on its way. That, you know, if I were to perish, that would be something I would say I lived a very successful life. Thousands of children and parents have been saved by the fact is that I explained to them exactly what vaccinations are, the hideous risks that they deliver, the toxic poisons that they administer, and the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists that have brainwashed our medical deities into thinking that genocide prescribed is good for you.
It's so sad how many of the public are also brainwashed into thinking and just going along with the status quo, and they continue to use vaccinations, and the rates of autism continue to mushroom and increase at drastically high rates. And it's becoming a real epidemic, the problem of autism, and as we know, it's directly related to the vaccinations. And even, you know, the medical community is even starting to acknowledge that, and yet they don't do anything about it. So, really, then.
Yeah, let me just give a plug for dear friends of ours, Ingrid Harkins Cassell and Don Harkins in Northern Idaho. They are very much at the forefront of an organization called VacLib, or Vaccination Liberation. You can go to VacLib, www.vaclib.org. and get some wonderful information, free downloadable information from really two of the most hard-working, humble, joy-filled, talented humanitarians and crusaders of truth. And I can't say that for too many people. You're talking about Don Harkins, the editor of the Idaho Observer, and his wonderful wife, Ingrid Cassell Harkins. And Wallene James is Ingrid's mom. She was, in previous generation, the number one anti-vaccination or vaccination awareness, vaccine risk awareness crusader in the United States. That was Wallene James. She published a couple books. But Ingrid is, we're going to have dinner with her on Monday night after I return from Toronto to Northern Idaho, Yah willing, and that, you know, these are the type of people that we want to really support. But at this point, this call is about you getting engaged. I know most of you listening are already engaged. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't engaged. And the fact is that we now need you to get a little bit more active in terms of the political action, the activism around the great revelations and the blessings that our Creator has given us for the great restoration so that we can restore what has been destroyed and heal that which has been poisoned, polluted. Dwayne, what else do you have on your plate?
Well, certainly if anybody is in the Toronto area or knows the people in the Toronto area, they should definitely find out about the Total Health Show going on in Toronto this weekend and get a chance to hear you live in person. And Dr. Haltwanger as well will be there speaking also. That's going to be a terrific show and a terrific opportunity to get more firsthand information about what's going on and what they can do about it, you know. And I think that's the important thing, because a lot of people want to know, you know, what can I do? You know, what steps do I need to take to protect myself and to, you know, prepare myself for the things that are coming?
You know, I read the foreword to the book, Walk on Water, the other day, and I got to a paragraph close to the end of the foreword, and I started to cry, just to realize how beautiful it was. And, you know, I don't do that, folks. That's not something that I do routinely, is read my work and cry. But I can tell you, as I admit in the book very, very openly, it wasn't me that wrote this book. I give total thanks to the blessed angels, particularly the Messianic Community Angel from Philadelphia, that I believe has placed its hand on my shoulder and is directing my movement on this in this particular blessing. And so it's just awesome. I'm just thrilled to go to Toronto, get the book for the first time, have the first presentation, and those, it will be history. And for those of you listening, if you would join us, it would be a blessing for everyone. And also those on the West Coast, Dwayne, you're near Portland area.
Right, actually, you're going to be in near Roseburg. That's about 4 hours south of Portland.
Okay, yeah, so that's on the 6th of April, right?
Right.
Wednesday night, 6th
so
of April.
So certainly people in Portland, it would be worthwhile to make the journey down to Roseburg to hear that as well. And
right.
Anybody in Southern Oregon will want to get over to that Southern Oregon Community College. And
let me give you folks, I'll give you folks the number to call. So if you can't make it to either of these events in Southern Oregon, we're recording the Walk on Water presentation. That's something I still have to do this week is finalize my slides for that presentation. And I have to update them to the latest revelations that we've been getting, and they've been coming fast and furious over the last couple weeks. So at any rate, the Walk on Water presentation promises to be historic. We're going to record it. And so let me give you a toll-free number to call to get that DVD. It'll be a DVD. It'll probably be about a three-hour DVD. And called Walk on Water. It's going to accompany the book, which, by the way, we're going to ask you to help us distribute as well as telling people about these things. We're going to ask you to join us. You'll be able to purchase the book Walk on Water. Forget this. $4.95, a $16-plus book, which really should be about $20-something, $22, is going to be available to you by the case. And we feel that the revelations therein, because it's angelically driven, this whole project, we ask you to simply make a contribution to the organization. The reason why it's that way is we have three organizations, the one Christian organization, two other very spiritual Judeo-Christian organizations, and that we're advancing this with your support to have your own organization. Use these as fundraisers. You guys can not only bless people with the most amazing, most recent revelation that our Creator wants us to know insofar as our salvation, literally spiritual salvation and physical as well, to understand now what it is that the Creator wants us to hear, the messages in water that we've been talking about are so astonishing, so uplifting. And so we need to have your help, too, in getting Walk on Water distributed, and we're making them available by the case. So here's that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And ask for the case cost. What's the case of 92 of the Walk on Water? So you guys have, you can figure it out at home. And it's 92 books per case, I believe. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And it's going to be sold for about $4.90 per book. So that's, again, by the blessings and the support we've received from three very, very loving ministries. So, Dwayne, what else? I want to thank you also for mentioning the Total Health Expo. And we're going to be there with Dr. Steve Haltewanger. As Dwayne mentioned, we're also going to be focusing on energy. That is a very wonderful, very appropriate general theme for Total Health 2006 in Toronto. It's going to be this weekend at the Elizabeth Building and the Queen Elizabeth Building down in the old convention area. It's in back of the new convention area, and the venue is a very nice venue. It's a little bit more comfortable, in fact, than the main big convention center. But the speakers will be awesome. Dr. Haltewanger, he's a blessing to hear, very, very revealing. Genius in the area of this aspect of electromedicine, electrogenetics, and molecular biology, and its aspects of nutritional biochemistry and electrogenetics that's tied to how the molecules in your body work. He's a genius. And along with everyone else, the theme is energy, how to use it for healing. And so it's a blessed weekend we're going to have in Toronto. If you can make it there, that's going to be the 1st and 2nd. And then on Sunday, the 2nd of April, and then I'll be in Southern Oregon on the 6th, as we've talked about. Again, for more information, you can go to the website, healingcelebrations.com. That one's been on my mind all day because we've had some complaints. There's trouble with healingcelebrations.com website. Go to healthyworlddistributing.com. healthyworlddistributing.com. And in the meantime, this week, Dwayne, you got to help us get this Healing Celebrations site back on track.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do with that. Also, they can go to Healthy World Distributing and actually pre-order one of your Walk on Water books so they can get a copy right away if they want to do that. And there's some pricing there on quantity orders as well. So if they want more information on that book, they should definitely go to your healthyworlddistributing.com website, and they'll find a lot of information there.
Yeah, you know, I want to also thank publicly Tom Rutherford from Christian Media Services, Christian Publishing Services, who put together the publication Walk on Water. And with your support, folks, we're going to bless Tom and his organization and his printing press people. Everybody's going to get blessed because we're going to make this a tremendous success, which it already is. Just by reading it, you will be very, very blessed. And I'm very, very thankful and humbled to think about this, folks. I mean, I know there may not be many of you right now listening. We on the Inside Hour, we typically on Wednesdays, I'm going to be speaking tomorrow again on the internet. The chat room is directly available right on that healthyworlddistributing.com website. Healthyworlddistributing.com website has the chat room information. Tomorrow, it's going to be 8 o'clock Pacific time. I'm sorry, East Coast time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm sorry. I'm getting all mixed up here.
Let me handle that. It's 8 o'clock. Eastern time, and it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. So East Coast time is 8 o'clock, Pacific time is 5 o'clock, and you can go to the healthyworlddistributing.com site, and there's a link to the website where you can listen online. We also have a conference call telephone number. If you want to share that with any of your friends that don't have internet access, they can actually call in and listen on the phone, and that number is 319-256-0500, and then there's a call number that you dial in after that. It's 713303. Again, the call number is 713303, and then, of course, pound after that. And the phone number to call is 319-256-0500, and we'd like to have you join us there. Let me also give out my phone number for those that might have an interest in getting more information on the LifeWave product. I can answer questions that anybody might have on that. You can call me directly at 503-643-8777. My name's Dwayne. It's 503-643-8777. Please get a hold of me, and I can tell you all the exciting things that are going on with LifeWave.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dwayne Robbins, for joining us tonight. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's been tough for me to do this, but I had to do it because of what's taking place. We're having some divine revelations. I can't sit on it. I'm excited, and I hope that you are. Have gotten some information and some excitement tonight about this wonderful time in which we're living. Tomorrow night, again, it's 8 o'clock East Coast. It's 5 o'clock Pacific, and Hawaiian time, it's 3 o'clock tomorrow. I will be on the Inside Hour, and I look forward to speaking with you. We'll be taking your questions, also comments. Give us a call and be on the chat room, and I look forward to that tomorrow. Don for BBSRadio.com, and Nevin, thank you so much for hosting and producing and engineering this show. Love you guys. Talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.